excitement, I guess, building ahead of the start of the championships this weekend. But first off, sponsorship announced yesterday, Bon Secours Hospital. Seems like a big deal for both parties.
Yes, it's absolutely fantastic, Rory. We're delighted to have Bon Secours on board as sponsors of our football championships. We wouldn't have had any sponsors for the last number of years, so it's particularly exciting. And to work with, I suppose, a partner who's so much part of Cork life as the Bons is particularly fitting for our football championships. So we're all delighted.
And the streaming package announced yesterday as well, and I suppose the most important point to that was that it was going to be free for Cork supporters as well, which is a huge plus for fans.
That's right, and we're delighted that the Examiner is offering it free of charge. It's an opportunity, I suppose, for a few more of our games to be seen by fans, particularly at the time when the crowd limitation is in place. That means so many people won't get to games.
You voiced your frustration about that this week, Tracy, about the 200 capacity, and it's been kind of echoed around the country. Obviously, with it being reduced from 500 down to 200 was a massive blow for you.
It was, yeah, because we were expecting it to be going to 500 ahead of this weekend's games. That was the reason we didn't avail of the first weekend that we could have, because we were conscious that so many people wouldn't be able to see our games. But yeah, so it was a big blow. We were kind of preparing, gearing up for the 500, and disappointing that we have to stay at 200, especially when we feel that we could accommodate our spectators very safely. But that is the situation that pertains now, and we have put in place a ticketing system. And I suppose I really do want to stress to people, do not turn up at a match without a ticket, because unfortunately that just puts pressure on the people at the gate who would have to turn you away. Our matches are all ticket, and there are no tickets for sale at any venues.
Have you heard any talk about any budging on that 200 limit, or is it all just being kind of, that's basically it?
We haven't heard anything, but I certainly hope it is being considered somewhere, because we would love to see it changing as soon as possible.
Tracy, putting together this fixture list, I can't imagine wasn't easy. I'd imagine a lot of hard work and a lot of late nights went into it.
Yes, and I suppose great credit to our County Secretary, Kevin O'Donovan, and Mark Sheehan, who's the chair of our CCC, who would have done a lot of the legwork on putting the fixture list in place. And particularly, Kevin would have put many hours into it. So, yeah, it's great credit to them that we have such a comprehensive list of fixtures. And we're delighted to have the opportunity to be able to offer our clubs a meaningful programme of games in a year when maybe we thought there wouldn't be any.
The group format, I've been talking to a couple of clubs this week, and the group format seems to have gone down very, very well.
Yeah, I suppose everybody is going to get at least, you know, three championship games anywhere. We hope they will. And that's an increase in what we'd normally have had. And we were looking forward to this exciting new championship this year. Then we were worried it wouldn't go ahead. So we really hope now that it can go ahead safely over the next few weeks.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I imagine there was a time during lockdown, especially when John Horan was saying there's going to be no Gaelic games in 2020, that you were thinking, like, there's going to be no championship this year.
We did have those fears, yeah. I mean, if you'd asked me in May, I would have said it was a very small chance of getting any championships played. But I think the GAA had always made it clear that they would play club championships if any window arose, that they were going to prioritise the playing of club championships. So I'm delighted to see that that did happen, and we have a reasonable window to get our club championships played. So hopefully everything in terms of COVID-19 and so on, hopefully we're not any more affected by that, and that we do get to go ahead with our programme of games.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's obviously a very, very fluid situation. That doubt, I suppose, must always be in the back of your mind that this could flare up again.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And, you know, anything we do will be governed by the National Public Health Advice, because certainly the last thing we want to do is put anyone's health at risk. We have said that from the very beginning. This is a public health emergency situation we find ourselves in. And if it becomes at any stage unsafe to go ahead with our programme of games, then obviously we won't do so.
And Trace, I'd imagine trying to find the balance of the club competitions and giving the intercounty teams enough time to prepare for their own championships must have been quite difficult.
It was difficult, but again, you know, the GAA was very clear on when intercounty training could resume, and that gives us the opportunity to have, you know, a lot of teams will be out of championship by the time the intercounty teams resume, and we think they have a reasonably good run into their championship games. The hurlers and footballers have 4 weeks and 5 weeks respectively, I think, run into their monthly championship games. So we think we have struck a fair balance, and our managers have been very cooperative and supportive in all of this as well.
Just finally, Tracy, while I have you, the death of Kieran O'Connor has been felt not just in Ahada but all over Cork and nationwide. His death has had a significant impact on the GAA community as a whole.
Definitely, like, Kieran was somebody who was, you know, very popular as a player and as a person, and we saw over the last few years our whole GAA community rally around him hugely during his illness. And, you know, he dealt with that illness so courageously and bravely, as he always did when he was a player. So there was a huge wave of sadness, I think, across the GAA world when Kieran sadly passed away, and our sympathies and condolences to his wife Sinead and all his family and his friends and everybody who mourns him.